Texte numéro 2. A 105-mile-long city will snake through the Saudi desert. Is that a good idea? A tall and narrow stripe of a city, more than 105 miles long, teeming with 9 million residents and running entirely on renewable energy. That's the vision Saudi Arabia's leaders have for the line, part of a gigaproject that will reshape the kingdom's northwest. Newly revealed design concepts show a futuristic walled city stretching from the Red Sea eastward across the desert and into a mountain range. Details emerge about the city. It will be only 200 metres wide. It will rise 500 metres above sea level, higher than the Empire State Building. Residents will be able to run errands with a 5-minute walk. There will be no cars or roads. High-speed rail will carry people from end to end in 20 minutes. It will cost hundreds of billions of dollars to build. Construction has already begun, and Saudi projections call for 1.5 million people to live in the line by 2030. The unconventional megacity is part of the government's ambitious NEOM development project, which released conceptual videos showing the city's high walls enclosing trees, gardens and other plant life, nestling communities among work and recreational structures. The designs revealed today for the city's vertically layered communities will challenge the traditional flat, horizontal cities and create a model for nature preservation and enhanced human livability, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman said on Monday. The designers say the structure will maintain an ideal climate year-round, thanks to its mix of shade, sunlight and ventilation. But not everyone was as keen on the concept of living between gigantic walls in the Saudi desert. The idea of solving urban problems by creating a city from scratch isn't new. It's been tried before, from Brasilia and India's Chandigarh to Malaysia's Putrajaya and Masdar City in Abu Dhabi, as Pardo, a senior advisor to the New Urban Mobility Alliance, notes. This solution is a little bit like wanting to live on Mars because things on Earth are very messy, he tells NPR. Pardo worries that the high-tech approach seems to ignore people's desire to simply go outside, to experience something in a city that isn't man-made. This seems impossible, greatly limited, or just plain artificial, he says. While the project's supporters tout the line's zero emissions and a smaller footprint than conventional cities, critics note that those utopian ideals will come at an environmental price, as an entirely new city is created in the desert. NEOM is led by bin Salman, who aims to diversify the kingdom's economy and help it respond to climate change. The project is bankrolled by the government's public investment fund. Adapted from NPR, July 2022.